This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How does a clown like Joe Biden become so powerful? Part of it's luck. So he gets elected to the Senate. I don't know what he was doing in Delaware, but he played the political game and he got ahead. And when I say powerful, I'm talking about he was powerful in Delaware. Joe Biden's career after the Senate was going nowhere. He was toast. He was like Pence. They pull these guys out of the ashes and go, they dust them off. Now, Pence was brought on because he's straight-laced. That's why. And if he had done it right, he could have continued to build his career in a very good way. Pence is now a nobody. The ash heap of history, Republican history. He could have been something. He could have been a contender. Anyway, Joe Biden was pulled up because, sadly, Barack Obama had nothing, so they needed somebody that could give him some cred. And choosing Biden was really strange, but they did it. But think about it. They did it because it didn't matter. There are people picking these folks, and they don't care. These are useful stooges. Both Barack Obama and Joe Biden are compromised, in case you didn't realize that. But here's what I want to tell you. Once you do get into the mainstream, you become a senator or whatever you become in your state, you gain power. People want to have you in their Rolodex. I'll use Arizona as an example. When I moved here, I didn't really realize, and I told you guys a conversation I had with Ross Perot Jr. where he talked about his dad would get on the phone, call a senator, call a congressman, call a judge, or call somebody and say, hey, I need things to happen. And people, oh, it's Ross Perot. And so they'd make it happen. So you work your butt off so you have access. You get that money, so you give some to congressmen and senators and people's campaigns because you want them to take your phone calls. And so that's what you do. You gain that power. Now, Ross Perot Jr., Senior, wielded it the right way. It was always in defense of the military, defense of this nation. When he was outraged, he'd pick it up and say, hey, this isn't right. But there are people who do it because for other means, like Hunter Biden and the Biden family. And going back to Arizona, John McCain was a senator you didn't want to cross in this state. He bathed in his power. It was an elixir. He wanted it until the day he died. This is one of the wealthiest guys in Congress. In the Senate, he had a wife that was 20 years younger than he was. For him, it was a trophy wife. Too many houses to count, if you remember that. And he couldn't get away from it. He wanted to be Senator John McCain. He wanted to be President John McCain, but he certainly loved being Senate. And Senator John McCain, let me tell you, in the state of Arizona, people feared him. I can't tell you how many people. They would never admit it publicly, but they told me or alluded, I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad he's gone. He kept an iron fist on the politics of Arizona, and it was rhino politics. And what did he do with Obamacare? Why did we get that stupid piece of legislation? Because McCain hated Trump. You know why McCain hated Trump? Because Trump superseded him. Trump was a person that he wanted to be. Oh, they'd never admit it. Trump could buy and sell McCain 10 times over. He was richer. He was more popular. He was more well-known. And you know what he did? He leapfrogged John McCain and did what John McCain couldn't do. But going back to what McCain was here in Arizona, man, you didn't cross him. I didn't deal with him personally, so I can't tell you this is from me. But from what I've learned in the politics of Arizona, and I'm pretty infused in them, you don't cross John McCain. And Joe Biden ran Delaware the same way. People don't realize how much control Joe Biden had in Delaware. I was looking at, we got this story about how this whole crooked nature of David Weiss letting the statute of limitations expire on Hunter Biden and all these other things. Man, these people are incorrigible. Here's and I'll get to some. I want to get to Bo Biden because, you know, we hear about Bo Biden and everybody thinks, oh, Bo was such a good guy. Bo was this. He wasn't. Here's what they said about, I'm going to find this piece about Bo. Now, this is in the context of David Weiss. Because everybody's like, well, Trump appointed David Weiss. That doesn't matter. Trump was snowed into appointing people. He just appoint this guy. So, this guy writes this. In a sense, the story of Hunter Biden's case could be told as a tragedy in which a U.S. attorney became fatally compromised, speaking of David Weiss, by conflicts of interest in which he is pushed around by forces larger than himself. Weiss, a U.S. attorney for Delaware, was deeply connected to the Delaware political establishment. He had worked with Hunter's brother, Bo, a fact few knew or focused on. He'd been recommended for the position by the Democratic establishment in the state. He actually was an acolyte of Obama and Biden. Weiss worked with Joe Biden's eldest son to hash out prosecution strategies. Quote, we will all continue to aggressively pursue all types of fraud in order to protect the public, Weiss said as part of his statement with Bo Biden on the fraud case. Today, the little-known history highlights the deep challenges Weiss faces as he pursues a new recharge investigation into Bo's brother, Hunter, in a small state long politically dominated by their father. Although Democrats point to Weiss's appointment by Trump as evidence of his independence, the full story of his career is more nuanced as he spent 2 years as acting U.S. attorney under Barack Obama and Joe Biden and then remained as a top deputy for the remainder of the term. That's the real story of Weiss. And Biden's power base is, when anything's in Delaware, you can forget about it. It is Biden's power base. And I don't care how stupid we think he is, or we know he is. In that place, he's God. He's like McCain is in Arizona, and how many of these other senators are in their states. And you know what I say? Too much power going to the heads of these people. Look at Mitch McConnell. He's a shell of a man. Just like Joe Biden, but they won't leave. The powers that be leave them in place, manipulate them. If McConnell is blanking out in public, what do you think he's doing in private? The guy is gone. Anyway, lots of talk about this out. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Here's a list of Biden accomplishments. It said historic inflation crisis, botched Afghanistan withdrawal, new record high gas prices in all 50 states, lowest test scores among K-12 students in decades, higher vacation rate than any president in modern history, 7.2 million illegal border crossing amid the worst border crisis on record, prolonged supply chain shortages, strategic petroleum reserve at historic low, record personal credit card debt for Americans, record homicide rates in a dozen major U.S. cities, return to energy dependence and sky-high energy bills, weaponization of the federal government against political candidates, and I could go on. They said 70% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. The number of people with savings accounts has dwindled so low it's pathetic. And I could go on in any of these categories. And there are people who want him to be president. That should scare you. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I remember seeing this chart. It was a media chart. Maybe you've seen it. And what it showed was all the people involved in media at CNN, MSNBC, all the different media outlets, and who they were married to. So who the head of CNN, MSNBC, or whatever channel, including some at Fox, but it was mostly CBS, you know, the lefty channels, and who the New York Times editors and Washington Post, etc. And it was a who's who of leftists, and it was politicians married to media people. Democrat politicians married, and I can't remember anybody specifically, but I'll give you a kind of an example. Well, let me think. I can't remember anybody specifically, but give me the head of you know, CNN at the time, and you, and with one degree of separation, you could see all the collusion between, or the, you know, the cabal, if you will, between them and the Democrats. There was hardly a line of separation, and you did 2 degrees of separation, and you, everybody knew everybody. Married to them, ex-marriages, whatever. Kids did this, served under this person. It is unbelievably incestuous. And don't misunderstand me. I get it to some degree, because once you get inside the Beltway, there's a whole other ecosystem. I tell you, it's like prison. The rules change inside the Beltway of D.C., just like the rules change in prison. In prison, you, outside of prison, you could be the most gay, you know, kumbaya, you know, I don't see color. And you get to prison, blacks are with blacks, whites are with whites, Hispanics with Hispanics, northern versus southern, etc. Asians with Asians. That's the way it works. It's a click environment. And a hard look can get you killed. A bump, and you got to fight. You know, shanked for no reason. The rules change. And you say to yourself, what? Boys become girls, and it's not looked at as being gay. Okay? I know this is a fact, because my uncle told me this. My uncle was in prison. He's like, man, in prison, there are boys who are considered girls, and you're not gay if you have one of those boys. That's prison. Now, I look at it and go, so he was a dude, right? And he was your girlfriend. Okay, yeah, you gay. No, not in prison. Well, in the Beltway, you look at it as it's insider trading. No, not with us. You know, you did something illegal, right? Whatever it may be. Inside the Beltway, nope. We're in our world, yes. Outside the Beltway, this would be considered illegal. All these guys have mistresses. They got little boys on the side. They got it all. It doesn't count inside the Beltway. Everybody's got dirt on everybody. And so they play the favors and they play the game inside the Beltway. Outside the Beltway, you go, wait a minute. That's not legal. That's not right. And they go, you don't get it. It's a game. You don't understand it. So this media chart that I was talking about shows you all these interdependencies, who's with who, and at the end of the day, they're all protecting each other. And you think they're doing our bidding. They're not. They protect each other as they determine who gets to do what, and they claim it's for the greater good, but it is rarely for the greater good. It's an interesting thing to see. Newt Gingrich, said this, there's, I think, a second reason for dramatically broadening the investigation, and that's where I was going with all of this. He said, I'm working now on a series of articles for the American Spectator, making the case that this is really about the weaponization of government, the collapse of the rule of law and the rule and replacement by rule of power. And that really involves three principles: Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden. Now, I don't know who's doing it. I think it's a bigger thing than that. I think we always want to have that straw man and say, oh, it's one of these guys. I don't think any of those people is powerful enough. Hillary Clinton is Arkansas white trash. Barack Obama was, you know, everybody's little, you know, booty boy for a long time. And Joe Biden has never had a career strong enough to do this. But they are the vessels by which this is being done. I agree with that. And what he's saying is, if you look at the degrees of separation between what people in the Obama administration knew about Biden and what he was doing, and the two people that were above him, well, that's not totally true, because he was in between Hillary and Barack Obama, but the two people that were closest to him knew all about it. Barack Obama warn the Democrats. He said, don't underestimate Joe's ability to F it up. He warned them, don't let Joe be your guy. But somebody bigger than he said, you don't have a choice in it, Barack. We're picking Joe Biden as our guy, which is a scary thought that that's the best Democrat they had. Hillary Clinton's State Department was helping Joe Biden, including people like John Kerry. They were helping Joe Biden. And Gingrich is right. Expand it. Now, here's where he's wrong. I don't want to expand it because I want to keep the focus on where we are. We can expand it down the road. Right now, let's stay focused. The focus is on the very real fact that the Democrats now are forced to jettison the Obamas. And I've made that case in the last couple of shows, so I don't want to belabor it, even though, you know, we're talking about it again. And we're going to also talk about it with the expansion of this investigation into the Bidens. That's where we need to do. How about we get their bank records? I mean, I know we've got some of the bank records, but how about we get the rest of them and their taxes? And as I mentioned in the previous segment, or certainly the previous hour, the phone records and the flight manifest and everything. And let's get a group of people that can eat. I mean, there are some bright minds inside the Beltway, and they can connect these dots for you. And despite what they said about, oh, we'll set up enough LLCs to where they'll be looking for 10 years or 100 years or whatever the number they said, I guarantee you, I know some people that could get through that stuff within a few weeks. The Bidens are going down. It'll happen before Christmas, and many now believe it's going to happen.
Jackson Radio Show.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Idalia is now a post-tropical cyclone. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is currently moving toward the east-southeast over the western Atlantic Ocean. President Biden is scheduled to visit Florida tomorrow to survey damage caused by the storm, which hit the state as a Category 3 hurricane. Millions of people will be traveling this holiday weekend. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says in-flight, those who do anything to jeopardize the safety of the crew or passengers will be prosecuted.
No one should do anything that endangers the flight crew or fellow passengers on the plane. And doing so could lead to you being referred for criminal prosecution and facing tens of thousands of dollars in fines.
Gas prices are set to hit record highs this Labor Day weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You ever heard of an organization called the CCDH? I hadn't. The government, man, they got all kinds of acronyms. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan subpoenaed the Center for Countering Digital Hate. That's the CCDH. Did you know that the government set up a Center for Countering Digital Hate? What, versus analog hate? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That's the engineer in me. Analog versus digital? Digital hate. I didn't even know such a thing existed. Digital hate. I thought hate was hate. Enlightened. Yeah. Anyway, Jim Jordan wants communication between that organization and the Biden White House, and he had to subpoena it. The Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government's Investigation into the Administration's Alleged Collusion with Big Tech to Censor Americans is why Jim Jordan has said, I want this information. And I want it because you know what I'm sick of? I'm going to tell you what I'm fed up with. You ready? I am fed up with the lies that we've been told by this government. Fed up completely. So he says he had previously requested the group's voluntary cooperation with his probe, highlighting the administration's reliance on a CCDH report entitled The Disinformation Dozen. Now, I don't know who that is, but that's probably going to be a bunch of conservatives that they say, these are the purveyors of misinformation. And you want to know, every one of the, I don't have to see it. You're going, Kevin, where are you going to go? You're going to start talking about stuff you don't know? Yeah, I am. I do it every day. I'm going to make you this bet. The people that are on that disinformation list, you go through it, and you will find out they were right about everything. And here's what's interesting about that list. The people who should be on it, like Fauci and many of the other minions that he paid to tell us lies, they won't be on it. We know the outcome of this. You've already gone down this road before I say anything, because we've been talking about this ad nauseum. The Democrats are vicious liars. Jim Jordan said this: it is necessary for Congress to gauge the extent to which the federal government or one of its proxies worked with or relied upon CCDH to censor speech. I did an interview the other day with a buddy of mine on his radio show, and Al Sharpton said that Trump was alluding to black folks when he used the word the riggers of the campaign or something like that, the riggers. And I told him, I said, I actually wrote a comedy routine where I would engage the audience and make them use all igger words. Even you right now hearing the word igger, you're already, you white folks out there listening to me, you're already, oh, that was dangerously close, Kevin. So what I did is I took the alphabet, A, well, you can't, you know, there's no A-iggers, but B, bigger. C, there's no siggers. D, digger. Yep, there's digger, right? E, there's no digger. F, figure. Nah, only if you're mispronouncing figure, but people do say figure it out, right? You figure it out for yourself. There's no higger. There is a jigger, because jigger is used in bartending, but who knows how long that'll last. L, ligger. No, not a ligger. M, migger. No, you already know the N. O, a wigger. No. P, pigger. No, there's a pig, but not a pigger. P, Q, there's no quigger, I guess, right? R, rigger. There's a rigger. S, sigger. No, sigger. T, tigger. No, tigger, but there's a trigger, so you can start doing the compound words like stigger, strigger, things like that. S, T, U, uigger. No. What, V, vigor? Yeah, not unless you're using it, you know, like, it sounds like vigor, right? The vigor of something. Oh, did we miss R? We did miss R, rigor. But rigor meaning R-I-G-G-E-R, like one who rigs elections or in the oil business. And then there's the synonym, right? Rigor, R-I-G-O-R, which is what Trump used, that doesn't even have the I-G-G-E-R in it. But still, Al Sharpton said, Donald Trump is using the word, and he knew what he was doing. But before we get to Sharpton's quote or his saying, I want to finish. So T-U-V, vigor, as I said, vigor, just like rigor, vigor meaning, you know, life and vitality, etc. Then there's X, exigger, and zigger. Is there a zigger? No, no zigger. And then, like I said, you could put some things together and come up with a few other igger words, which, of course, has you guys, every time I say igger, y'all get all afraid. But I can say it. I'm officially black, 72%. Anyway, so back to the matter at hand. And I'm going to play that clip of Sharpton here in a second. Censoring speech. Whatever they don't want you to hear. They say you can't say the word midget. You got to say little people. I say midget all the time. I racialize midget. Y'all know what I do. I make it a Guatemalan midget. Because I'll be doggone if I'm going to be told what to say and how to say it. And I've been saying the N-word my whole life. I will probably say it till I die just to make the point. I don't care about the word. The word has zero power to me one way or the other. But Jim Jordan has to subpoena because he's finding out that the government worked against us to thwart our free speech. But this is not the first time. This has been going on for some time. You can't say this. Can't say tranny. My friend's been working on trannies for their whole lives. And I ain't talking about in that gay way. I'm talking about transmissions. But you can't say that because it could be offensive to somebody. I've said this, I'll say it again. Only people that I won't offend are those who cannot fight back. The developmentally delayed, the people that have, you know, autism or whatever. I'll leave those folks alone. That's God's gift to us. No, it doesn't seem like it. And I know the parents raising these kids go through absolutely pure hell. But it's God's gift. It's God giving us a glimpse of what life is like when you don't have an agenda. But see, the left have an agenda. This CCDH, the Center for Countering Digital Hate, has a government that's set up by a Democrat, has an organization set up by the Democrat ever done what its charter is, or what is it really there for? It is to disseminate digital hate, not counter it. And it uses minions like Al Sharpton to do it. Here's Al Sharpton talking about Donald Trump and the use of a word that is an actual word that has no, that is not offensive. It's just a word used in the context of real language. But Al Sharpton's got to chime in.
You know, they're promoting this violence because their words are violent. And I could list 100 things that Trump and his supporters have said and have done where they promote, fascist-style violence against government officials. I mean, my God, just look, he's not a Trump supporter, but he's learning to play Trump's gang. Ron DeSantis, when asked about federal employees, he said on the first day he's going to slit their throats.
God.
This is the rhetoric that has taken over in the Republican Party, and we see the consequences of it.
And the Republican Party leadership not coming out denouncing it, and none of the candidates or the top tier candidates are really denouncing the violence, the rhetoric, as you point out, slit throat all the way to Donald Trump saying, I'm going to come after you. In the midst of people being arrested and one man shot dead because he was had a weapon at FBI agents. And the racial language. I mean, this woman to call a federal office or call a judge's chambers talking about to a slave using a word that rhymes with the N-word. Donald Trump himself, their leader, using the term riggers, which clearly rhymes with the N-word. I mean, this is not
exactly
10 years ago or 30 years ago when we marched against him on the Central Park fire. I'm talking about he, and within the last 24 hours, used the term riggers. Is this the kind of party the Republicans want to show the country that they are? There's no wonder independents are running away from them. To identify with blatant racism and blatant violence is not the party that we need. And I've never been a Republican, never lean their way. But we need a two-party system. But we don't need one that prides itself in bigotry.
Yeah, and Trump has used, of course, that racist and inflammatory language for so long.
Can you honestly believe that that was a segment on MSNBC? And it was not ridiculed. It wasn't lampooned. It wasn't an SNL. It was the craziness of the left. Al Sharpton saying that Trump used the word that rhymed with the N-word. And I just went through it. Like I said, I was going to do a whole comedy routine. I don't need to do a comedy routine because the Democrats give it to you. You can't say anything that rhymes with the word, with the N-word. Think about the implications of them controlling your language to that degree.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
There's no wonder Melissa and I started Seeking Educational Excellence, a 501c3 dedicated to putting meritocracy back in education and also ending identity politics. What's wrong with that? I'm willing to stack myself up against anybody else. And the reason is, what you learn is, okay, I'm not the best at this, but there's an area where I am. Yeah, it was funny. I was having a conversation with my brother the other day, and I was talking about a guy named Lloyd. And I said Lloyd was like a hipster. He wore leather pants. He had the long hair. A good-looking guy, tall and thin, and in fact, he dated the prettiest girl in engineering school. Her name was Diana Valdez. Why do I remember these names from years ago? Because the things that you fixate on are the thing, you know, like, wow, who is it? And Lloyd was such a, he was like a jerk. And anyway, he would come to class and just be so bored and scoffing at everything we said and we did. And I told my brother, I go, it ended up being one of the smartest guys I ever met, and we were talking about it in the context of Oppenheimer.
And what's interesting is Lloyd went on to become a rocket scientist, and he works at Raytheon. That's why I'm not going to say his last name. We found each other on Facebook, had a quick communication, and I was glad to talk to him because I just thought he was one of the most brilliant guys I'd ever met. In fact, I'm going to reach out to him probably after the show just because it inspired me to do so. And I want Lloyd to know what I thought about him. But anyway, Lloyd was good at that, but there were things that I was better than Lloyd at. And I would learn it later on. But in terms of brilliance, man, the guy's mind, from a math and science and engineering point of view, I don't know many people better. I don't know that he's an Oppenheimer, but I can't tell you that he's not. He was a Rhodes Scholar. Brilliant dude. And if I went to engineering school and I compared myself to him, I might have said, "Oh, man, I can't be no engineer. I can't be this or that." But I'm glad I did. I finished because my grandparents didn't care what Lloyd got. They cared what I got. So I finished. I get my degree in engineering. I design supercomputers. Lloyd designs missile systems. Who knows what he's doing? Highest level stuff, I'm sure. And we both end up getting our piece of life in very different ways, finding our genius. And let me tell you, what I hope that every kid is able to do is to find that genius early. I'm having this discussion with my 16, soon-to-be 17-year-old son right now, saying, look, find your genius early. Take tests. Understand it. Go intern. Go look, this is the time for you to be experimenting, and not with drugs, but finding out what it is you're good at. Go work with a carpenter, go work with a welder, go work with a sculptor, go work with a, you know, builder. And then go do white collar stuff. Go look in an accounting office. Go look at how a business is run. Maybe you'll get that from a construction company, but know it from bottom to top. You know who does the best? Are people who do it from bottom to top. I talked to a guy, forget what he owned. God, who was it? We were having a conversation, but he's a big business guy, and he says, Kevin, when I bought my business, he goes, I worked from the warehouse, you know, to the boardroom. He goes, I worked every part of my business. I was like, really? He goes, yeah. I wanted to know everything. I'll be honest with you. I'm not that guy. I want to just go to the top. But I admire the people that go, nope, I got to backfill. I got to know what it is. Now, lucky for me, because I was in management consulting, I had to go walk through the warehouse and talk to the warehouse guy. I had to go to manufacturing, talk to the manufacturing guy. I had to talk to sales and figure out what they were doing. I had to talk to accounting and understand how they did all their stuff. And then reverse supply chain when things came back and receivables and, you know, stuff like that. And by hook or by crook, as they would say, I learned how business works. I learned how to, you know, understand inventory and workflows and how things needed to work out. I wish we had applied it better to my own businesses, but, you know, as they say, the barber has the boar's hair in the town, because, you know, you don't cut your own hair. You're too busy cutting everybody else's hair, and the last thing you want to do is get home is cut your hair and the kid's hair. But you get my point. So going back to education, education is key. But I'm not talking about classic education. I'm talking about education that goes beyond school. I told my son the other day, you're going to come home and you're going to do an hour outside of school work. If you're studying history, you're going to watch the History Channel on, you know, the Men Who Made America or something like that, which I told him that. He goes, Dad, we watched it in class. Oh, okay, I don't want you watching stuff in class. I want you doing work in class. So anyway, we're working on getting rich experience to enhance education. That is the richest of experience in education. But I say all this to tell you that Portland Schools is workshopping this new, what they call, equitable grading practices. It bars teachers from assigning zeros to students who cheat or who fail to turn in their assignments. You don't get a zero. The district's initiative aims to address what they call racial disparities and inequities. So, what they're saying is too many brown and black kids are getting zeros or failing to turn in their homework, and they consider that to be a racial problem. Yeah, it's only brown and black kids. I don't have to see the rest of the stuff. It's brown and black kids mostly. it's not a symptom of, wait a minute, is there any parental support here? Why aren't the teachers working with these kids to find out what's going on and to help them? In other words, the teacher doesn't want to do their job. Now, I'm not going to dismiss parents. If a kid's getting a zero, I'll tell you, here's a great story, personal story. My son would do his homework and not turn it in. And this is during COVID. And the system was so cumbersome. I'll get to that. So I got after. I was like, what are you? What? You know, I'm like, man, what in the heck do you have an F on your? And he get this look on his face. And I go, tell me what's going on. You know, I'm up ready to scream at him. Okay, I screamed at him. And he's like, well, Dad, I did the homework. I'm like, well, if you did the homework, why didn't you turn it in? The system is really sucks. So he kept saying this. So when we finally got the parent-teacher conference and, you know, we're going over all this stuff because we're plugged in parents, the teachers go, yeah, it is very cumbersome on how to get it in there. So he wants to turn it in. If you were there, he'd say, here's my homework. He does it. Sometimes he does it in class. They got to turn, I mean, not during COVID, but he would do it in class. But you couldn't turn it in to a certain time. And he'd forget. Or just say, well, I did it, so I've done my part. And part of me understands it. But, you know, but we got after him. My thing to him was, okay, you think you could be late for a job interview? You think you could, your boss asked you to do a project and you can not do it? Oh, I did it, but I didn't bring it in. I did it, but I didn't log it into the computer. I did it, but. There is no I did it, but in business. You're out. You think if you were running a business, you could get away with it? Would you hold yourself to that standard? In your own business, in your own activities, what about how it's transferring to baseball? What if the guy at shortstop just doesn't reach for the ball? It's within reach. Maybe it goes right to him, and he just doesn't pick it up. He throws it slow. How long does he last there? And my son's like, not very long. Exactly. Grading for equity is what they're calling this. Eliminate zeros as a grade, even when the student cheats or fails to turn in a test or an assignment. What could you possibly be setting these kids up for? Is there anything in life where you can get away with that? Now, I told you guys, my son made an observation to me that it's true. He was taking a test, and he says, yeah, I've got notes or whatever. And I said, you got notes? He goes, yeah. He goes, they let us use notes. You can take notes in class, and you can use your notes. So you better take good notes. And he said, but we can take the test with notes. I'm like, well, what kind of test is it if you can use your notes? He says, Dad, when you're doing something in a business, can't you look stuff up? I mean, don't you use notes? Are you relying strictly on what you remember, or do you reference materials? And I hate to say it, but I was like, he's right. Now, you don't want it as a crutch. There are certain things you need to remember. So I think it's a balance between what the teachers are saying to them and letting them visualize or whatever and them gleaning out of it what they want. But the fact is you do get to use notes. You don't have to remember all the formulas. It's good if you remember what the formulas are if you're doing physics. But if you don't, you know, the circumference of a circle, you know, you should be, if you don't know it, you should, oh, what is the circumference of a circle? Okay, got it. 2 pi. Or whatever it is, right? You want to be able to just go to that and go, here's the answer. And he made a case for that. And I would say, yeah, you're right. There are times when you probably should let kids utilize notes. I remember in school where you had to remember and people would write the formulas on their hand and cheat. Is it really cheating? I can't remember a formula, but I know how to apply it. There's nothing you can't figure out right now on the internet, so let them do it. But they can't not do the work, really?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.